This is an Aero News Touch and Go for January 9, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. Department of Justice has announced arrests made Sunday in New York City on indictments of conspiring to steal information on U.S. Department of Defense fuel supply contracts. Christopher Cartwright and Paul Wilkinson were charged, as were two affiliated companies, Far East Russia Aircraft Services, or FARIS, based in the Czech Republic, and Aero Control Limited, based in the Isle of Man. A separate charge was filed against a third individual, Matthew Bittenbender of Baltimore, alleging the same criminal conduct. The indictment alleges that Bittenbender, a former senior contract fuel manager at Avcard, sold confidential Avcard bid data to competitors Cartwright, Wilkinson, Ferris, and Aero Control, allowing them to undercut bids for fuel contracts to the DOD. The town of Greenwich, Connecticut, one of about a dozen municipalities which have joined a lawsuit over the FAA's proposed Northeast Airspace Reorganization Plan, is already talking about an exit strategy. Erica Purnell, co-chairman of the Selectmen's Advisory Committee on Aircraft Noise, told the Greenwich Time newspaper, quote, "At this point in time, I personally have a number of reservations about continuing the lawsuit," unquote. The town has spent about $57,000 so far. Payments of $27,000 in February and another $23,000 in July are expected by the coalition and scheduled for votes by Greenwich lawmakers. But since the town made the commitment, the state of Connecticut has filed its own suit, and the ruckus has drawn the attention of officials ranging all the way to the White House. Also, since the suit was filed in April, the FAA has published drawings showing the nearest holding pattern for Westchester County Airport is being moved to the east, which moves the threat of additional noise away from Greenwich and Stamford, but closer to New Canaan, Wilton, and Weston. United Airlines stock has been pounded the last 2 days after an influential analyst said dissatisfied pilots threaten company profits. The Associated Press reports analyst James Higgins of Soleil Securities Group told investors that pilots are not volunteering for more than the minimum required hours in their contract, a trend responsible in part for pushing United's delays to double the industry average during December. Higgins says pilots are especially upset with United's refusal to renegotiate their contract after approving $250 million for a special cash dividend to investors last month. United's parent company, UAL, fell $1.82 on Monday to close at $29.18. The stock Tuesday was down another $4.79 to close at $24.39. That's down by more than half since its October high. There are more anonymous rumors and analyst comments this week about a possible merger involving Delta. The latest round of gossip was triggered by a report in the Financial Times that Delta's directors and bankers are delaying a sale of their troubled Comair subsidiary until they complete a study of merger options. Should Delta merge with one of the other five legacy U.S. airlines, analysts believe at least two of the remaining carriers will also choose partners and say U.S. airline consolidation is overdue. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Alaskan investigators probe the role of an open baggage hatch in a Chieftain accident. Rescuers may be nearing the end of their search for a plane missing in the Caribbean Sea. And China East Airlines shareholders turned down an offer from Singapore Airlines. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today my guest is Kate Hannay of the Coalition for an Airline Passenger's Bill of Rights. Kate will talk about how being the victim of an attempted assault and murder played a role in her decision to fight her treatment by American Airlines. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.